Hey guys, this is Eric Young, and you're listening to Bookin' the Territory.
This is the one man gang. You're listening to Bookin' the Territory Pro Wrestling Podcast.
This is Bookin' the Territory, a pro wrestling podcast hosted by Mike Mills, Hardbody Harper from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, and the mentally irregular Doc Turner. This podcast is a mix of your topics and thoughts in the world of pro wrestling, along with interviews and discussions with current independent stars and your favorite stars from the past. And now, here's your host, Mike Mills.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Bookin' the Territory Pro Wrestling Podcast. Today is Tuesday, May the 17th, 2016. I am sitting down and talking to Buku Dao from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, one of the stars out of the up-and-coming promotion down there in New Orleans that Hardbody Harper, my co-host, is a part of in New Orleans. Hardbody Harper, as you know, is one of the managers at Wildcat Sports and Entertainment. He's been with them since their inception. But this week, we are talking to the very talented Buku Dao, who is fucking awesome if you follow him on Facebook or on Twitter. Buku Dao and I sat down for about a 20-minute discussion. There's a little bit of a language barrier. He doesn't speak the greatest of English. So just so you know, if it's a little hard to understand, that's why. I'm going to talk to Buku Dao first, and then after my conversation and discussion with Buku Dao, it'll be myself, Hardbody Harper, Doc Turner, as we talk about the week that was in professional wrestling related to, as always, TNA, Ring of Honor, and WWE related to Raw. And then also, bonus for the week, of course, whenever there's a pay-per-view, we do a quick preview of what we are expecting at WWE Extreme Rules this coming Sunday. Like I said, a very short discussion with Buku Dao due to our language barrier. Want to just give a couple of plugs for us real quick. Please check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. When you give us a follow or like on there, please check out our shop and click the Shop Now button. Booking the Territory podcast t-shirts will be on sale for only $14 through Friday, May the 20th on there. So for only $14 through Friday, May the 20th, you get your very own Bookin' the Territory podcast tee. Remember, just go to facebook.com/bookingtheterritory, click the Shop Now button. Honestly, it's a way that you can help support us. We do the podcast for free. We enjoy doing it. We cut up. We have a good time. Hopefully, we entertain you in doing so. So, if you like us and if you want to help us out with the show, the best way to do it is to click that Shop Now button, get you a Bookin' the Territory podcast t-shirt. There's also long sleeve tees. There's baseball tees. There's hooded sweatshirts. I know the summertime is just about upon us. But, hey, you can get whatever you want. And like I said, it helps support the show. If you're a first-time listener, subscribe to us however you get podcasts, whether that is iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, or TuneIn Radio. Whichever way you get your podcast, we are generally on there. And if you're on Stitcher or iTunes, do us a favor. Kindly write us a 5-star review. Make some comments. Those 5-star reviews help us move up in the rankings along with the additional downloads we get each and every week. Thanks to people like you listening who share the show on Facebook and retweet us on Twitter or whatever forms of social media that you use. Follow us. Speaking of Twitter, follow us on Twitter at @BTT_podcast. I'd appreciate that. Check out my buddy Nick Jason Lopez and all of his articles on ProWrestlingOpinion.com. He does a great job doing written wrap-ups on all of your favorite promotions, such as Lucha Underground, WWE. I think he even does a bunch of independent promotions now these days. So check out Nick's articles on ProWrestlingOpinion.com. He helps support the show. Also want to say thanks to TNA's Wrestling Palace and Better Choices for their sponsorship of the show. Check them out online. Just search TNA's Wrestling Palace. I apologize. They are now called the Wrestling Palace. I made a note and I forgot. It is the Wrestling Palace on Facebook. So just search the Wrestling Palace. They will come up. They've got all your wrestling memorabilia needs and Better Choices. If you need a diet plan, you need to lose weight, or just want to live a healthier lifestyle, check out my friends at Better Choices. They can certainly help you out. Check out our new YouTube page. if you just search Booking the Territory on YouTube, it will come up, and we would definitely appreciate that. Couple of show plugs. Like I said, we got Wildcat Sports and Entertainment May 28th, and we got a main event in Carthage, Texas on May the 21st if you're in the Texas area. Plenty of other shows. I'll try to make sure I mention them during the weekly wrap-up. But for right now, I'm going to throw it over to myself and Buku Dao as we kick back and just have a conversation on Booking the Territories Pro Wrestling Podcast. Enjoy it. All right, everybody. I'm sitting here with Buku Dao, like I mentioned in the opening of the show. And like I was saying in the opening, when I saw him at WrestleCon this year, WrestleMania weekend, I was trying to do an interview, but it was kind of noisy at WrestleCon. And on top of the noise and everything that was going on around, I really couldn't understand him. So I figured it'd be best if I brought him on the show where there was a little bit less interruptions going on in the background. So, Buku Dao, I don't know if you caught all that, but how are you doing tonight?
I am doing very good. How are you doing today, Mr. Mills?
Yeah, that's you got it, man. I'm good, man. Thank you for joining
that's
me
good.
Finally.
And thank you for having me.
And coming on the show and being like the, I don't know if you know, but Hard Body Harper obviously is one of my co-hosts, and you are probably
right.
About the sixth or seventh Wildcat Sports and Entertainment stars
Six,
that have been
damn.
On the show.
Take that
yeah.
long for me on the show. God damn. Come on, Mike.
it took that long, man. My bad. But
number one.
But you know.
I should have been number one.
Even before Luke Hawks?
Oh, no, number two. Sorry. That's number one. don't get me in trouble, man.
All right. So, hey, man, look, obviously it's a pro wrestling podcast, but I got to ask you, because I don't just talk about pro wrestling, man. I mean, you know, me and Harper,
right.
We talk about other stuff, and when I bring the guests on, I talk about a bunch of stuff. So, I mean, man, you're a fan of other sports and stuff?
Not really. Growing up, I only watched wrestling. It's the only sport I could really watch. Because everything else, I think it was like all teams, so I couldn't really get into it. So when wrestling came on, when I was younger, I would watch that because it was, I guess maybe because I could imagine myself doing that same thing.
Yeah,
when
I
grew
it.
Up. But yeah, I never grew up, but it's okay. I can still chase a dream. You know?
What you say? What you mean you never grew up?
I never grew up. Like, I watched wrestling when I was younger, and I see the big strong guys, like, body slam everyone. But then, and I thought I was going to do that one day, but then, you know, I never got big and strong like them. So I had to do something different, or take a different road.
I got you. Yeah, because you're not the biggest guy, but you want to, but you're damn good, because I've seen you in person a bunch of times. And
thank you.
How tall are you?
In my mind, 7-8 foot long, tall. I don't know, but
okay.
Many people say 5 feet. I guess 5 feet. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Like
size
yeah.
don't matter. Size don't matter.
That's true. Size don't matter. Size don't matter.
That's
don't
right.
tell women that though. But size don't matter.
No, I tell them all that size don't matter, and then they tell me to get out the bed, and I'm like, okay. I guess size matters. It's all good.
Harper says size matters when he Harperizes them. But then we're not going to talk about Harper tonight, man.
Yeah,
but
I hate that guy.
Yeah, he's a piece of work, but
he's
a good co-host.
No, he's not good. I hate that guy.
So all you watch is wrestling, man. What did you watch? WWE, WWF? I mean, anything else?
Oh, yeah. Growing up, I watched WWF and you know, WCW, and then as I got older, I watch everything. I just, you know, take in everything I see when I can and try to learn from every single wrestling thing, you know, from entertainment, from sports, everything, every single day.
So you grew up, you watched the Monday Night Wars then when you were a fan?
Yes. That's, I think that's when, me and my cousin used to watch it growing up, and that's what got me into it. And then my cousins, they grew out of it, but I never grow. So now I do this for life.
I feel you, man. You're doing a damn good job of it from what I can see. So, like, when it comes to wrestling, though, who were, like, your favorite wrestlers growing up? Like, did you even have favorites, or you just was an overall fan of the sport?
I say the person I remember is Ultimate Warrior. So now when you see me enter the ring, I always run into the ring. I steal from him. Well, I take from him. He's one of the guys I grew up watching a lot and try to emulate.
You got it. Yeah. The hell with the listeners. If they don't understand, we got a little bit of a language barrier. That's their problem. I'll cover for that.
That's right. Thank you.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
So, okay, Ultimate Warrior. Anybody else besides Ultimate Warrior?
DX. I love DX. When they say,
yeah, okay.
I figured you were gonna tell me
based on the fact that you're like 7 feet tall that Andre the Giant and Big Show were like your favorite wrestlers growing up, man.
They're good too.
Okay. I mean, seeing that you looking eye to eye with them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I always look into them as eye, so I don't know height, I don't know size.
I stand
through their souls.
I got you. I feel you on that one, man. Hey, so. I got a quick question for another question for you. If you could change one thing about pro wrestling that you don't like, and let me say it slow because this might be a tough one. If you could change one thing about pro wrestling that you don't like, what would you change and why?
I would not change anything.
All right.
I think is the way pro wrestling is. That's why I love it, and that's why I am what I do right now.
How long you been doing it now? How long you been at this game?
I don't really remember. I fell on my head so many times, so I think about 4, maybe 5 years, coming on 5 years now.
That sounds about right, because... Yeah, Wildcat's coming up on its 50-year anniversary. So yeah. You bought it. You
started in the second class of Wildcat sports. So around 4 years.
Now, I know that's your home promotion, and you are essentially a Wildcat guy, which
right.
I constantly promote on my show.
Yes.
I get plenty of idiots messaging me talking about that's all I promote. But anyway, they kiss my ass.
Screw them if they exactly. They can kiss your ass and mine too.
But anyway, my point is, you've been with them for a while now. As you travel around the country and you work for various wrestling promotions, talk about why you support and you love Wildcat so much. I can say it till I'm blue in the face with the crowds because I always talk about the crowds whenever I'm there. I've been to the last 2,000 people in the house easily each time. Talk about for the people who do not know about Wildcat, talk about the electricity in the crowd. Also, why don't you tell the fans who were not at the November anniversary show how you came to the ring that night? Because I've seen since then people do it, and I think, but you were the first person I saw do it.
Right. And now I stop because so many people do it now.
Yeah.
Right. It gets old, so I have to, you know.
But tell them how you came to the ring at the 4-year anniversary show in November.
I flew into the ring. I glided in. I floated in. The fans and the electricity, they just guided me to the ring, and I just like a butterfly, just straight to the ring.
Okay, for everybody that's listening, what he did was he had a hoverboard, and he literally
glided. I flew through the ring.
Okay, he flew. He glided into the ring on a hoverboard at the heat.
They chanted, boo, boo, thou, and I was like, yes! And I just, I don't know what it was, defined into, I don't know what the word, magic or whatever, but it's, if you have not been to a Wildcat Sports show, you are stupid. So stupid. You need to get off your butt and go buy tickets right now on wildcatsports.com.
Now you realize, man, I literally have a worldwide audience. Yeah, I have had downloads from over 70 countries.
Good, even better.
On this podcast, I could show it to you. Literally, downloads from over 70 countries. We get out. So when you say that, you're telling people to come in town from a long way all across the United States. And, you know, I always plug it. But it's true. Come to the shows and see what it's all about. See the excitement that it is. See, you know, just solid, good, independent
the
wrestling.
The real professional wrestling. Wildcat Sports. The best in the world. The folk king
now,
best.
You, the, go, say that again. The what best?
The folk king best.
Okay, and for everybody that's listening, when Buku Dao says faux king, he literally means faux king. He's saying P-H-O dash K-I-N-G.
Faux king.
Faux king.
Don't get it twisted.
Oh, no. Don't get it twisted. hey, when's the next show, Buku Dao? I mean, we're recording this on April 13th, so this isn't going to air for about 3 or 4 weeks, but when's the next show?
The next show is going to be on Saturday, May 28th at J.D. Meisler Gymnasium. Wildcat
okay,
Sports
back
Open.
At... Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, so back at Meisler in the gymnasium at the middle school, right?
Yes.
7 p.m.?
At home. 7 p.m. Bell time.
All right, tell them who's going to be on the card, too, like as far as big names and independent talent go.
Buku Dao. Don't forget, Buku Dao.
Is that it? Just Dao.
Go ahead.
Is that it? Just Buku Dao?
And then Luke Hawks. Matt Rancy.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yes, the number one guy. Luke Hawks. Matt Rancy. You have Jay Spade. You have so many. Mike Dale. Steve, and more Steve. And, oh, yeah. Hardcore Harley. Hardcore
Harry.
I say that right?
That sounds about right. You're talking about hardcore Bob Holly, right?
Bob.
Yes.
Bob Holly.
Yeah. Yes.
Holly Day.
Yeah, they take your time. I know. So we got hardcore Holly.
Happy Holly Day.
But now isn't Brian Kendrick going to be there too?
Yes, and Brian Kendrick is going to come back. And I think he's very mad, so.
Oh, he's mad.
He's mad. You went through the last show?
I wasn't at the November. No. He wasn't. Brian Kendrick. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. You're talking about. Yeah, because that's right. What's his name? Vordell Walker interfered in the match, jumped him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got you.
He was very mad.
I got
you. That's why
he
made madness.
Yeah, he was real pissed off, man. He was.
Oh, yeah.
That was shit. He was really mad. All right. Stevie Richards isn't on this one, though, right?
Yes. Stevie Richards, I believe, is on the show. I don't know for sure.
Okay.
That could just come out. I think Steve Anthony might be there. I don't know. One of the Steve's is going to be there for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember. Harper and I are gonna update the card and make sure everybody knows what's going on as we get closer to May 28th.
Every time you say Harper, I want to throw up. I'm like,
Harper, Harper,
oh my God,
Harper,
oh
Harper,
please, I'm hanging up.
Harper, Don't do that, Buku Dao. Don't do that. Harper.
Do it. Oh, come on, man.
Hey, you don't know who you're wrestling yet, though, on the 28th, though, right?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for Mr. Lion to announce the matches for Wildcat Sports. Follow Wildcat Sports on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And hopefully they announce it soon.
Okay. Yeah, that's Wildcat Sports. Just search Wildcat Sports and Entertainment on Facebook. Go to at Wildcat Sports
with a K, yes.
On Twitter and on Instagram and follow them.
Turn off your autocorrect on your phones and spell it with a K. Wildcat.
You know, for a guy that English ain't your first language, man, you got that K down when it comes to Wildcat, dude.
That's right. The K.
That's good, man. I'm glad.
Off when people spell it with a C, because it's a K.
Yeah, just bunch of idiots when they do that.
I know. So stupid. Spelled what? Cat spelled with a K. What? They don't understand. K.
Right. What's so fucking hard, right?
I know. Exactly. Come on. English is your hard. Especially if English is your first language.
Right.
You know?
And they should know fucking is spelled folking. P-H-O. A-I-N-G, right?
Exactly. And phenomenon is spelled P-H-O-N-N-M-N-O-P, right?
Yeah, whatever you just said. I didn't fucking get it, but okay.
I don't know.
Hey, real quick, man, I saw you made an announcement, too. You got your Pro Wrestling Tees shirts all of a sudden, right?
Yes. For the ProWrestlingTees.com/BukuTaoOrDie. Buy my new tee. Buku tee.
Okay, so let me make sure we got this right for the listeners, because Buku Dao is a very larger than life person in the world of pro wrestling. He's coming up, and you're gonna see a lot more from him. So it's prowrestlingtees.com/BukuDaoOrDie.
Yes, T is spelled T-E-E-S, like golf. I think like tees or green tees, but with two E's.
Green tea? You drink green tea? Is that why you're saying that?
Yeah, I drink green tea every night before I go to sleep because it helps my metabolism. It helped me prepare for my next opponent so I can tap out anyone who gets in the ring with me.
Is that like an Asian thing?
Green tea?
Yeah.
I don't know. It might just be a Buku Dao thing. So.
Oh, okay. My bad.
sorry.
No, I was just curious. Hey, so where can the fans find you if they want to interact with you on Twitter?
On Twitter?
Yeah, you do Twitter, right?
Yes, I tweet. Tweet. Or is it tweeting or twatting? Or tweeting?
It is tweet. It's tweet.
Tweeting. Okay. Yeah, at Buku Dao or Die.
All right, so that's at BukuDao or Die. That's where you find him on Twitter, everybody.
Yep.
And he does do Facebook, but all he ever posts all day long is get your fucking tickets to Wildcat.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Yeah. But still.
I don't know. Right?
Sometimes I post personal matters, but I don't use Facebook for personal matters often.
It's always wrestling.
Always wrestling, which is personal anyway.
That's right. That's right. Hey, man, I figured we wasn't going to do this for too long because I know sometimes there's a language barrier when you do podcasts, and I know you haven't done many. So anything you want to talk about before we get up out of here and anything you want to tell the fans related to your wrestling career and what you got going on and coming in the future and the growth of Wildcat and everything that you're doing with them amongst some other really good promotions as well?
Man, you threw so much words at me at one time. all I can say is follow Wildcat Sports and follow me and come out to our shows. If you don't believe the hype, then you have to come out and watch for yourself. You know, get off your phones and get off your butts and get to JD Meisler on May 28th, Saturday. No excuses. No fucking excuses. Wedding, cancel it. Wedding, cancel it. You know, birthday party, cancel. baby shower canceled. Come to the show.
What if somebody's having a baby?
Canceled. Just come to the show. Have the baby at the show. We watch you and we share moments together. A happy family.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the one and only Buku Dao from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment. He will be live and in person at May Madness Saturday, May 28th, live at Mosley Middle School. You all kick back and sit back, and we're going to close the rest of the show out and talk about a little bit of Monday Night Raw and whatever else went on with the within the world of professional wrestling right after this.
Yes, May Madness with 2 D's. Mad.
I'm sorry. Before we go away, May Madness with 2 D's.
Yes.
2 D's.
Wildcat with a K. May Madness with 2 D's. Who won
two
that
D's? All right.
2 D's.
We got it. So May 28th, 7 p.m. Be there. If you're anywhere in the area, even if you're not in the area, make a trip down.
Live.
Go
see. Use those miles. Sky miles.
Sky
miles. Yeah.
All right, Poop. All right, Buku Dao, we're going to catch you next time, man. Thank you again for doing the show. We really appreciate it. No problem, fans. Y'all, anytime, man. Anytime, you're always welcome to come back on, just like anybody else from Wildcat is.
Thank you.
Fans, hang tight. We're going to kick it over to the review.
Hey, everybody, real quick. So that's going to wrap up my discussion with Buku Dao from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment. I wanted to throw this in the show real quick this week because Harper, Doc, and I got caught in mid-sentence as we were starting to review the show this particular week. So hope you enjoyed the discussion with Buku Dao. Hey, make sure you check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Give us a like there. Click the Shop Now button. Also, our T-shirts, as you heard in the opening, are only $14, and we'd appreciate if you support the show by purchasing a T-shirt. If you can. If not, hey, no big deal. But just wanted to throw that out there. And follow us on Twitter at @BTT_podcast. All right, here it is. We're going to review WWE Raw from the week, or a little bit of ROH talk, TNA talk as well. And then we'll give a short, but a preview on WWE Payback. So I'm going to throw it over to the rest of this week's podcast with myself, Hardbody Harper, and Doc Turner.
I tell you, if you ever have trouble sleeping, watch that shit, because it'll put your ass asleep.
Well, I'm going to let that be the opening of the show this week. So
and every week it's like that. But once about like 8:30, 9 o'clock, I'm like, fuck, man. I got to smoke a cigarette. This is wearing me out.
All right, y'all. Well, hopefully y'all enjoyed my discussion with, yes, the one and only Buku Dao from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment. Harper knows Buku Dao very, very, very well, man. Hey, Harper, while we're talking about Buku Dao and the people just listened to the interview with Buku Dao, man, I think I may have been wrong, but I want to make sure. I want to make sure I'm right, I should say. Isn't he wrestling for the championship on the 28th?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was announced. But then I started thinking I was dreaming it. So Buku Dao and Shane Taylor, who was another previous show guest, will be doing battle at Wildcat Sports May 28th for the Wildcat Sports Heavyweight title. Man, I'm glad to see him get his shot, man. He deserves it. It was good stuff, though, man. So, as y'all heard, when we got things kicked off just now right after Buku Dao wrapped up, Harper was not pleased with Raw last night. And what did you say, Harper? If you ever want to go to sleep, what'd you say?
Go on your DVR and just hit like any like random Raw. By like an hour.
It's not a...
Bruh.
It's not all of them, dude.
I got a fight to stay up, bro. I'm like, damn, I'm going to go to bed early tonight.
It's not all of them, though, dude. I mean, this one I do give it like a C rating, but... But I mean, we've had some good ones after post WrestleMania. This was by far the worst one since WrestleMania.
I like
by
the
far
deal with the women at the end.
Yeah, the natty thing was real good with Charlotte. Yeah. I mean, but you had to sit through 3 hours to get to that.
Yeah,
game. But it was good. And I'm sorry, Doc. You can kiss my ass, bro. Natty's fine.
Yeah, bro. She fine as hell, man.
Bro, you saw with them leggings on, Harper?
Come here, girl.
Yeah, for real. Get your ass over here. Get here. Woo! Doc, you all right, man? You ain't said a word yet.
Oh, I'm back from deep space last week. I was out on a special assignment out on Pluto, man.
They may Skype say connection that, working all right? The yeah, studio connection may, working all right tonight?
They may not. Pluto may not be a planet anymore, but it's still out there, man. I was looking for aliens. You sent me on special assignment since you're so worried about it, whether or not there's alien life. I was out there looking for it.
You can go fuck
I'm back.
Yourself.
That's nice.
I'm back this week to drop bombs, get my shit in, and be the heater like I always am.
We know you like to get your shit in, bro. You get mad when you don't have time to get your shit in. You would be the worst independent pro wrestler there could be. Let me just say that. Because you always want to get your shit in and ain't got shit to get in. That's the worst part about it. All right, we got to kick off some news before we get talking about Raw, and then we start previewing WWE Extreme Rules coming up this Sunday. What's the date on that one? May the 22nd. Plenty of stuff to get into. Real quick, some TNA stuff because Doc and I feel bad what I'm about to say about TNA right now because I you know, I don't know. I'm reporting what was reported on Wade Keller's site, PW Torch. But and then I just finished interviewing Aiden O'Shea, who is a TNA star. He had been on TV recently, but you may have remembered from World Title Series. But he and I had a discussion this past Sunday. It's not going to air for a few weeks. So I feel bad what I'm about to say about TNA, but I got to say this. I noticed something very subtle during the Decay, James Storm, Hardy match from last week. Doc, they flashed Dixie's Twitter during the middle of the match, almost like an advertisement. And it just pissed me off because I'm like, Dixie, stop worrying about putting yourself over as like the, you know, the person who's running the whole shindig. Look, everybody knows your position there. We really don't. We don't need to know that. We don't need you drawing further attention to yourself. Furthermore, with the report that was on Wade Keller's site about there may be some production crew members who are owed money, Dixie, the last thing you need to be doing is worried about flashing your Twitter handle.
Most bosses that aren't paying their people aren't running around in public. They're usually trying to hide or at least find the money they owe people.
Well, and see, here's the thing. This report, again, we talk about TNA often, how it always seems to be something and how they've lost the benefit of the doubt when it comes to the fans. This report's weird because in the past, I always remember it seemed like talent that was supposedly getting paid late, along with production, maybe. This one didn't say nothing about the talent. This just said production crew. Well, look, again, I'm just reporting what's on PW Torch, but I can tell you right now, if there's production crew not getting paid and they got a pay-per-view coming up in, you know, for Slammiversary, mid-June, is it, Doc? They better get that thing together. That's all I'm going to say about
it. You're not going to buy Slammiversary unless Dixie pays the production folks?
I'm not going to buy Slammiversary in any case.
Why not?
Yeah, support
the product. The pay-per-view model as a whole is a dying breed, if you ask me.
Yeah, you think? It's like a VCR.
Yeah, it's pointless. I mean,
how much it costs?
I have no idea, but I know Ring of Honors are generally 34,
nah,
95,
they're like 45,
30,
brother.
39. Damn. I'm not sure, but yeah, those are pretty expensive. So the pay-per-view, like I said, man, the pay-per-view stuff in general to me is just a dying breed. And we're going to see it go down. If you ask me, like companies like Ring of Honor or TNA, they're going to have to move at some point to have their own, I don't know if it's pay service. I mean, you could do it with YouTube with relative ease. There's a bunch of independent organizations that do it. Fucking Hood Slam does it for $1.99. They have their own streaming service where you could watch their live events for $1.99 on YouTube. Not $1.99 each time. It's $1.99 a month, plus you get the rest of their stuff. I know Beyond Wrestling does it too up in the Northeast. They have their own service where you pay and you get all of their shows. So, I mean, that's a means of doing it. It's not just a pay-per-view. I mean, you get all the content from that organization. So I'm not saying YouTube is the answer, but the fucking pay-per-view model.
So it's like their version of the network?
I guess you could say that. You're talking about like the YouTube channel deal? Yeah, okay, Wildcat's YouTube channel is free from what I know, right Harper? There's no pay.
No.
Okay. So the way like Hood Slams is set up and Beyond Wrestling is set up, you pay a per month fee, which allows you access to any show they've ever done, plus their live show. Well, I know with Hood Slam, you get their live shows too. So their monthly live shows, or two times a month, I think they do. They do one big one and one small one. You get their live shows you can watch. So if you don't live in Oakland, where they do their shows and are drawing, you know, 1,000 people, you can watch it online for that $1.99. I mean, that's not a bad deal, dude. $1.99. Hell, what you gonna pay if you go sit in, you know, if you go sit in the arena?
Right.
You're gonna pay $10 a pop at least, general admission.
That's like buying a Coke from the Shell station.
Right. So to me, I mean, like, some people go, I'm not paying $1.99 for that. I'm like, well, that's really not that much if you do enjoy it. Now, if you don't enjoy it, that's another story. But, you know, it's an alternative. And I think, to me, the fact that, like, a TNA doesn't offer that at this time, and I'm not saying via YouTube. I mean, there's got to be somebody there who understands the technology of an app to be able to have something on your smart device or something where you could maybe do a pay-per-view in that aspect. So I don't know, man. But, Doc, to answer your question, no, I'm not buying Slammiversary. Are you buying it, Doc? I buy wrestling all the time.
I support wrestling every chance I get.
Stupid ass.
Yeah. Buy a Wildcat shirt.
Yeah, buy a Wildcat shirt.
I'm going to trade in my BTT shirt for one.
Hey, Doc. Real quick on TNA, one more thing. Eli Drake versus Drew Galloway this past week. Eli Drake is one of the funniest promo guys I've ever heard in my life, actually. I really believe that. He needs more airtime. He started talking about collecting gold as in belts on the show this week and how he's going to get the King of the Mountain title, tag titles, and even so much as going after the X Division title against, and I quote, those jumping jabronis in the back. You got to watch it if you haven't seen it. The dude's gold on a mic, man. So while we're you know, a little down on TNA for certain things, man, still watch him, support him. Look, again, it's not the talent's fault. That's the thing I try to get across on this podcast. It's not the talent. The talent are just going out there doing their jobs.
Hey, do you think they had the best show this week?
Yes, actually, they did. For a number of reasons. They gave you, even though it was taped, they gave you new content.
I like what they're doing with EC3 and Mike Bennett.
Me too. Hey, they got the EC3 Mike Bennett thing going. You can't be down on Decay.
No.
That shit is unreal.
James Storm's good.
James Storm. They got talent, man. They got new talent you ain't seen yet, like Pepper Parks.
The problem is at the top
Rocket
of the card.
Yeah, I'm not sold on that either with the whole Drew Galloway deal that they're going to do with Lashley.
Like TNA looked over at WWE and said, oh, they got a big boring guy as their champ. We ought to get one too.
That's nice.
That's real nice, dude. Tell him, Hoffa, that's real nice. That's classy of you.
He's just the guy.
Right. Now, Hoffa, let
with
me ask
the
you.
Belt.
Here's a question for you all, because this is my rant for the week that we're about to get into, related to something that kind of made me mad this week. Harper, when you watch professional wrestling, isn't it like episodic television? Part of the reason you're watching is to watch the storyline play out.
Right, because you want to see what happens from the fallout from the week before.
Okay, so as long as us three been fans, the allure of wrestling, professional wrestling, while we like seeing real good matches, part of the real good matches is the emotional investment in the storyline that is happening.
Yes.
Am I lying?
Nope.
All right. Doc, can you explain to me, while I did like the Jay Lethal retrospect show on Ring of Honor this week and how they reviewed how Jay Lethal was a special talent, because he is. You and I talk about how great Jay Lethal is, and we've done so since we started this podcast, how just awesome he is, because when we started, it was right before he won the world title with ROH. It was cool to watch him versus Alberto El Patron, a.k.a. Del Rio, this week. But, Doc, can we not get some new content for this week's show on ROH?
I didn't have a problem with it.
Shut the fuck up. It's 1 hour of television.
How old is
it? Here's the thing. Basically, they showed a bunch of either highlights or full matches of Jay Lethal facing some pretty good talent, like Alberto Del Rio,
AJ Styles.
Briscoe, AJ Styles from last year. And it was a good retrospective show on Jay Lethal. But the problem is, I ain't seen a new program from ROH in over a month now.
Damn.
And next week, I'm not going to see one either because they advertise that they're going to take a look at how special the Young Bucks are. So,
that ought to be a short episode. I hope they sold a lot of commercials to make up for the rest of the hour.
Shut up. Why are you fine with this? I'm confused. I thought for sure you would side with me.
Because I like Jay Lethal, man. Why you got to be negative all the time?
Okay, I like Jay Lethal too, but at the end of the day, wrestling is about telling a story.
So it's just an hour of like the best of. It's like watching
pretty much.
It's like watching the DVD.
Kind of, sorta. It was like Kevin Kelly, the announcer. Imagine this. Imagine Ben from Wildcat. You all making a YouTube hour long video, and the spotlight video was basically on Buku Dao and all of his greatest matches within the last year. That's what you saw.
Yeah.
Now, is that terrible television? No, not exactly, because Jay Lethal is a really good fucking professional wrestler. But damn, you just came off of a pay-per-view that you didn't really show me any new storylines before that made me really want to go out and spend $40 on a pay-per-view. And all of a sudden now, I tune in on Saturday. I'm like, all right, well, let's see what kind of new storylines they're going to have going on. And I get a Jay Lethal hour show, which – again, hey, I ain't complaining. The dude is a great wrestler.
It sounds like you're complaining.
I'm complaining because I want some new content.
Give me
a new story.
You wouldn't be saying that if they hadn't have done the last 3 weeks from a 2-month-old episode from Japan.
Now, you're right about that. If this would have been a one-off, that would have been fine. The problem is that the previous 2 weeks. And again, we're going
to
get one
so
more week.
So it's perfectly fine for them to do this and reset for the next pay-per-view, but you got to reset for the next pay-per-view. So you just need to calm down and enjoy the wrestling.
Okay, if you say so.
Nah.
You're too negative, man. That's what the fans are always telling me, is that you're too negative about wrestling.
That's what they're always telling you? The motherfucking fans do not interact with you. I'm the man who...
I'm the man. You hear that, Harper? I'm the man.
I'm the one who mans the Twitter account and has to deal with the fallout for the dumb shit that your ass says, Doc.
They like my jokes.
Oh, they do, bro. They love you, man. Harper with that laugh. Dude, they like Harper, man. they love his jokes,
hey,
dude. They're...
How does a tree get on the internet?
I don't know.
It logs in.
That's the corniest fucking shit I've ever heard. hey, Doc, Hulkshead had at Hulkshead on Twitter had a question for us.
Oh, boy.
And it actually ties into another question that I got.
Well, why don't you read it, brother?
Okay. So, Harper, to bring you up to speed.
I think I just saw it. You see, I've been on Twitter.
Holy fucking shit.
About Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah. Now, you know where that's coming from, right? Where he's getting that from?
Right.
Okay. So, apparently, Del Rio and Paige were caught at Disney World taking pictures, smooching.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Like they're banging or something, I guess. I don't know. So, I got two questions. One... Doc, it was a question from a listener. It says, what do you think about the dirt sheet rumor about Del Rio and Paige and Charlotte?
Is that a question?
Yeah, he wants to know what you think about the dirt sheet rumor. He says, since Doc, his name's Joe. He says, since Doc always reads the dirt sheets, what does Doc think about the dirt sheet rumor about Del Rio, Paige, and Charlotte?
I don't know. I mean, they're all grown-ups. If they want to fucking...
They're dating.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Do they need me to chaperone their date?
What is he talking about with Charlotte, though?
Because...
Go ahead, Harper.
They said Alberto Del Rio was with Charlotte prior, and they're saying that Charlotte was just a physical thing. It was just like a... But Paige is... Like, he has true feelings for her.
Oh, so Del Rio was tapping Charlotte.
Right. She was just a thing on the side.
Bro, y'all educating me. I ain't know nothing about Charlotte and Del Rio tapping.
Mm-hmm.
taking a ride on
you like
on Latino monorail.
You like Charlotte?
Nah, negative.
Come on.
Okay,
you're right.
So, well, wait. Charlotte and Paige wrestled last Monday night, didn't they?
Yes.
Vince, that must have been a hell of
Vince,
a fucking.
Vince was put. I read that Vince was putting them out there to see if they would do business the right way in light of even in spite of their personal issues.
Now you come clean and tell me what you know. I didn't know that. Okay.
Just because I tell you everything you know don't mean I tell you everything I know.
Okay, so then Hulk's head wants to know, now that we got that out the way, so I didn't know that. We got a menagerie of shit going on here between Del Rio, Paige, and Charlotte. Well, I guess Charlotte and Del Rio are done now, and Del Rio and Paige are, you know, doing their thing. So Hulk's head says, do you think that Paige-Alberto Del Rio relationship will last the whole season of Total Divas, brother? Brother, what do you think, Doc? Does it last the whole season on Total Divas? Remember, they're filming it now, probably.
Filming it now? Yeah, I like.
Yeah.
You know, I like to believe in love.
That's all you got.
Let's give ADR and Paige our best thoughts about their smooching.
Yeah, whatever, bro.
I don't think.
I don't think it's gonna last a half an hour.
I don't know.
She's 23, and he's 38.
Aren't you 38?
I'm 39, but you know, I don't got a girlfriend that's 23 years old.
I might
knock it out, but I'm not going to take pictures or whatever and put it on my damn Facebook.
And what are they going to talk about?
I know, huh? Did you see Teen Mom last night? Oh, my God. I can't believe she's pregnant again. And Alberto Del Rio was like, Kay?
He's like, oh, I did me.
Are you two guys finished with the Del Rio Age stuff?
Hey man, you're the one that's trying to turn this into Love Line.
No, I mean,
I came on here to talk about wrestling for my fans.
Yeah,
you don't have a fan. I did get I want to say thanks to T-Hog 94 TK sent me a Brian Fury shirt, and yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for sending that to me.
Are you gonna cut that into thirds and share it with me and Harper?
Can you repeat that for me?
Are you going to cut that into thirds and share it with me and Harper?
You can blow me, and it's the shirt has a really good. I like the font on it. It's got a cool little look to it, man. So TK, man, I appreciate the gift, man. Thank you for sending me some stuff, and not dumbass. Although he did say last week that you did have a lot of good points, Doc. Evidently, he didn't say specifically what, but he was complimentary of your assessment of the product last week. He said you knew.
Well,
you knew
I'm
what
like
you were
beer.
Talking.
You know, when you start drinking beer at 8 years old, it don't taste good. But once it grows on you and you realize how awesome it is, then you fall in love with it, just like me.
Okay,
we ready to talk about Raw?
Yeah, I am. So
that was some bullshit. Harper, hit the tagline.
No.
You're about to rock. 20 minutes in, it's done. It's over. We're finished.
Hey, if they're gonna half-ass it, why shouldn't we? God dang,
man. I mean, okay. Let's do this so that we don't bury it. Doc, what did you enjoy about it? Don't tell me nothing, motherfucker.
I like the Charlotte Natty thing at the end.
Okay.
I like seeing Steph come out every week.
Kevin Owens, come on now.
Yeah, I'm just getting tired of the four-way, just everything. Nobody can have just a match. It always ends in nonsense.
Yeah, it's never one-on-one. It's always some triple threat, shoots ladders, hand grenade match. It's
yeah, and I really think that Vince, if I was Baron Corbin, I'd be real worried right now, because I think Vince saw Cass and said, that's my next big guy that I'm going to push, and Baron Corbin probably fell down on the ladder some. So I like, you know, I think Cass, although I don't know if I'd have him bury the Dudleys in under 2 minutes, but, you know, he's definitely, I think, getting ready to get a rocket ship strapped to his ass. So those are some things that I thought were passable.
Passable. Okay. I will say this. I was proud of something Roman Reigns did when they were chanting Seth Rollins' name. Did y'all catch that at the beginning?
No.
Sound doesn't come through when I'm fast-forwarding.
Well, him and AJ were cutting their promo at the beginning, and the crowd started chanting, "We want Rollins," and he went off script and was like, "Well, you ain't getting Rollins," and he basically made a face like, "You ain't fucking getting Rollins, so shut up, you're getting AJ Styles and Roman Reigns." And I will say this, the fans stopped chanting, "We want Rollins." It was the first time that I can remember feeling like he wasn't reading off a script that he had memorized in the back. Which I like that. I mean, it just seemed like something subtle, but hey, man, I mean, it was good for him. You know what I mean?
Do you like that?
Good for him.
Do you like that hokey horse shit asylum match?
Okay, let's go to that because I was about to talk about Kevin Owens. But here's the thing. Neither one. Okay, y'all don't have an 11-year-old in the house. So
Harper, you dirty bastard.
So
he told me he was 18.
Jesus Christ. So I was like, I asked my kid, like, okay, 11 years old. I asked him today. I said, let me ask you a question. What did you think about that Ambrose and Chris Jericho segment and then the match? And he said, that's so stupid. And here's why. That's why. The reason I wanted to ask him is we're too old to look at a match like that and take it anywhere serious. So when an 11-year-old, your demographic that he's marketing towards, tells you that's some dumb shit, that's some hokey horse shit. And I'm sorry, bruh. Look, I thought it was funny because they got Mitch the fucking plant up there again. Mitch is alive. Did y'all notice that?
Yeah.
The fucking plant is hanging in the ring now, too. I mean, it's like, remember Francesca, the trombone, came back to life?
Yeah.
And they had a funeral and they had Francesca too. Well, fuck, there's Mitch number two hanging from the rafters. So, I mean, I thought that was funny, that part of it. But they played that old creepy 80s goddamn thriller music and horror music while the damn cage was coming down. Like, oh, there's some hokey horse shit. So, and it's stupid because, dude, there's two of the best performers you got. But see, that's what happens when you have a predetermined match in there with, when I say predetermined, I mean Extreme Rules. Because you got this
You got to shoehorn the match into the stip.
Right. You got to build to the stip and not just let the match build to its, you know, crescendo. It just, that's the part about it that's dumb. The whole extreme. Like, what are they going to do? There was a mop and a fucking bucket up there.
Remember when Saturn fell in love with the mop?
Yeah, Moppy.
Moppy.
Please don't.
Chris Jericho is going to get in. He's going to put him in a straitjacket, and Chris Jericho is going to be stuck in a damn straitjacket, and he's going to be, you know, he's going to give him the dirty deeds while he's in a damn straitjacket.
So you think? Okay, we're going to do predictions. You think Jericho wins, Harper?
No. He's going to get him.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. He's going to get Jericho in that straitjacket and give him the dirty deeds because he can't move because he's stuck in the damn straitjacket.
Well, I think Dean does need a win because Dean seems to lose whenever it's a pay-per-view. Maybe I'm wrong, but I mean
he's on the Dolph Ziggler career path.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But, okay. Well, I don't know. I just think I'll go with Dean. But I just think the whole match is kind of just really stupid.
Let me tell you.
Doc, go ahead.
Who I think is going to win?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead and say what you're going to say and then give your prediction.
Oh, I'm going to need to give my prediction first because I want to talk about something else.
Okay, go ahead.
Dean Ambrose is going to win. Now, here's my other something else. If TNA rolled out a cardboard box with a keyboard stuck on the side and did some terrible ass pulsating screen on it, we'd have come on here and buried Dixie for her stupid production and her terrible show. Yet, the New Day, God almighty, they get a pass for that shit. And it's not their fault. It's not their fault.
I don't think, I actually think the Ambrose Asylum segment was dumber. Like the stipulation for the match. To me, what you're saying, that's how I feel about the Asylum match. Like, that's how I feel. I'm like, if TNA rolls out a match with stipulations like that where there's a fucking plant hanging and a goddamn mop bucket and a mop and and all this other hokey horse shit. God, we use that term a lot, but if all that shit's hanging from the damn cage like last night, that's TNA doing that, the internet explodes and goes, this is some dumb shit. This is why I don't watch TNA. But I think to a point, I think WWE gets a little bit of a pass with it.
TNA's gonna have a Jeff Jarrett's gold on a pole match.
But no, I agree to an extent, man. The New Day segment, the thing about the New Day segment, it was short. Like, it, to me, it didn't drag out. And the other part, I told you this earlier, Doc. Man, you can tell Vince is in JBL's ear because JBL, when they went into that whole segment with the time machine, said, oh, my God, H.G. Wells would be – this is like a segment from H.G. Wells. H.G. Wells would be proud.
Say it. No one knows what in the hell H.G.L. – what?
Bruh, say it,
JBL.
Unless
– say it.
You know, you can if you listen to it back, you can listen to Vince's voice saying those words.
Say it.
H.G. Wells, I guarantee you 98% of the audience – didn't have a fucking clue what JBL was talking about.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. And then half of your audience isn't old enough to know what Byron Saxton said was when he said, it's like Marty McFly. Well, back to
that
the
was
future
30 years ago.
Year.
If you want
to
feel
back
old.
To the future. Yeah. So half of your audience probably didn't even realize it. But yeah, I mean, look, we got a point with it. Neither segment, let's just say, lit the switchboard on fire with people calling into the radio, to the TV station.
We're gonna do predictions talking about how great on that. We're gonna do predictions on that match right now.
I got the Vault Villains, man. I had a Twitter listener tweet me and say that they thought that the New Day is gonna break the tag team titles record for days held. I don't even know what that record is, so I didn't look it up. So full disclosure, I don't have a clue.
It's been
what
since
the record
last
is.
SummerSlam.
No. I mean, like how? Yeah, no. They've had it since last SummerSlam. But what I was saying was, I don't know what the record is for a team holding
the tag. Oh, yeah, damn.
But you're
it's
right,
Hopper.
They have
in the 80s.
I would imagine,
like,
but they have
in the Solani.
I would assume Doc's probably googling it, and he's going to try to sound like he's smart in a second. But I would assume
I ain't googling shit. I don't care.
New Day has had the belts for a long time, and I do. There's just a part of me that says that may be the belt that switches hands on Sunday, the tag belts, because they've had them for so long. Now, at the same time, go ahead and give your prediction, and then we'll talk about the U.S. title bullshit. Doc, who you got in that match?
I have the Vaudevillains. I don't think New Day needs the titles to be over, and I think the Vaudevillains really do need it.
Yeah, I agree. They don't need that belt. I mean, people forget they're the damn tag team champions.
Right. And the only reason they know it is they do that. We're the WWE World Tag.
It reminds me when Ambrose had the U.S. title for so damn long. People forgot that he had the damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they don't need it to get over. But I think and they say, you know, the person makes the belt. The belt doesn't make the person. But right. I can see the Vaudevillains winning it and then them kind of maybe giving New Day a rematch but then pairing off into something else later on with someone else. I mean, you got a bunch of tag teams now. But it sounds like all three of us are going Vaudevillains?
Yeah.
All right, let's do a quick pick. It's go ahead, Harper.
I just Googled who's the longest reigning
tag
team.
The Valiant Brothers.
Nope. Paul London and Brian Kendrick, 331 days.
Holy shit. You know what? Somebody did tweet me that last night when I was on it.
Wow.
Now that you say it. I would have never guessed that.
No, hell no.
Brian Kendrick, who's fucking battling the Vordell Walker
mm-hmm.
on the 28th, that Wildcat. I'll be damned. That's a surprising. That's a shocker. Not that I'm shocked because they're really two really good wrestlers. But I wouldn't have guessed those two. Not when you think of all the tag teams that have come through WWE.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy, dude. All right, real quick. Rusev's going to kill Kalisto and win
yeah.
the title.
Yeah.
He's got to get the belt back for so Cena can take it from him in a couple of weeks.
I firmly believe that. Mm-hmm. That Cena is going to end up back with Rusev. And you know what? I'm perfectly fine with that. That program that they had last year, you can say, or towards the end of 2014 even, because I think that's when it actually started. that program was really good. I liked seeing Rusev and Cena. It was some good stuff. What else did I have? Doc, before we get into other predictions in Harper, that Golden Truth segment. Harper, did you think it was funny or stupid?
I thought it was funny.
I did too, man.
I think they're both entertaining.
They are, man, and it like Gold Dust is coming down the ramp dancing while Truth is rapping. I mean, you know, you can say it's stupid. Some people ain't gonna like nothing, but I thought it's funny, man. It's entertaining. I mean, think about it. They're doing something with two guys that weren't doing anything with for a while.
No. And Goldust has been there since the 20s.
And they're gonna go away soon.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I agree, sir. I had a listener, Joe, the same guy, Joe again, telling me Golden Truth story is really stupid. It just needs to die like this entire company. Joe, that's, I disagree. Nice. Right. Hey, but before we get to the other predictions too, what did y'all think of Doc? What did you think of Primo and Epico, the Shining Stars?
What a dud! That was stupid.
Harper, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's just bro, it's the same thing. It's just repackaged.
I think the thing that I don't have anything against it because I think you got to give everything a chance.
But the one thing I do like is it's been a while since you've seen the little vignettes to help build up a guy. So when they come out,
you know feel like
right. Instead of them just coming out, you know, the hell are these guys? True.
Because they played the vignettes for a long time, almost too long.
2 months, yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually good. Here's the thing. I'm not crapping on them at this time because when New Day first came out, this is kind of people were like, "What is this dumb shit?" So I'm okay. I'm good with it. I want to see what they do. I want to see how they build them. To me, the thing that's going to help get them over in this new character, in their new whatever you want to call it, is if they end up in some type of program that's really worthwhile with somebody that you want to see them wrestle or there's some type of emotional investment in. Like, God forbid they pair them up, and this is nothing against the Usos, but don't put them in there with the Usos.
The Usos are too busy getting over on Anderson and Gallows.
I was listening to another podcast. I don't remember which one it was, but they were burying. What'd you say, Harper?
No.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
They were burying the Gallows and Anderson. Not burying out Gallows and Anderson. They were burying how Gallows and Anderson had been treated. Where they're just losing. Is that what you were talking about, Doc?
Yes.
Yes, I thought so. All right, let's get to the predictions of the rest of the pay-per-view. Do any of you give a two shits about Dolph Ziggler and Baron Corbin?
No.
Now, I will say this. On the pre-show for Payback, those two wrestled. It was entertaining. However, at this point, I just don't have an emotional investment in it. I'm going to go with Baron Corbin this time. Doc, who do you have?
Somebody needs to get Baron Corbin. They need to make that a Rogaine on a pole match so that he can get some Rogaine going.
Harper, who you got?
I don't care. It's just, dude, I'm tired of seeing the same people.
It's like Baron Corbin's new.
Dude, but they... I've already seen it with Ziggler. It's like the Usos. It seems every goddamn Monday, there's the Usos, there's the club, there's AJ, bruh. And so when they finally do it for the pay-per-view, I already seen this movie. I've seen this movie.
How many times have you seen it?
It's not fresh to me.
The only one that can't get on TV anymore is Sasha Banks.
I was actually about to say that. The irony of it is, they do to me, like everybody. I get tweets all the time about like, "Oh, I bet you're mad Sasha's not on." Not really. That's what keeps her fresh. Because when she comes back, because they haven't had her on every single week, you're actually going to be appreciative when you see that person. I think there's something to that. I really do. I mean, there's look. Becky Lynch, they finally put back on.
Yeah, and she's putting everybody over.
Which is, yeah, she's putting Dana Brooke over twice now on SmackDown and Raw. You know what? You got to give – but see, here's the thing, Harper. Dana Brooke just came up if from NXT. If they were burying her, people would be complaining because they'd be like, why would you bring somebody like that up and have them take the – you know, have them just get pinned? Kind of like – because that's what they did with Tyler Breeze. They just buried him right away.
Right.
So I do understand that.
Acting, though, with him and Fandango, it makes sense.
Bro, that actually – I could see that going somewhere.
Yeah,
I'm glad you said that to me.
Pretty much the same gimmick.
Same gimmick, slightly different look, but it's the same. You know, and I would say slightly different look. Fandango doesn't have a fucking selfie stick, is what I mean.
Yeah.
But seriously, hey Doc, going along with Harper saying, I'm glad he brought that up because I hadn't made a note, but I hadn't really talked about it. Man, couldn't that be one of those things that happens organically without anybody really planning it, but the fans really take to them?
Tyler Breeze and Fandango?
Yeah. You don't think so?
I think that's a team that they're putting together so that they can be standing next to each other when they hand out the you've been futured endeavored, and that way they don't have to walk around too much. They can just hand both of them an envelope at the same time.
Yeah.
I think Harper's got a point. If they stick with it, they could do something with it.
Do you trust them to do something good with it?
Yeah, because I think they're gonna become more than what they're designed to be.
Right, where it happens organically, it happens.
Right.
It happens by accident, kind of like with Daniel Bryan. It happened by accident. The people just got behind it. I could see that happening. I mean, dude, some of the best gimmicks ever were not planned, and that's what I can see with them. So I'm glad you brought that up. That's very true. So let's see. We talked about the U.S. title. The four-way for the Intercontinental: Miz, Kevin Owens, Cesaro, Sami Zayn. Doc, who do you have winning that? And do they keep this shit going or finally put an end to this four-way deal?
Unfortunately, I think they keep it going, and I bet you I wouldn't be surprised if Miz doesn't come out with it.
I think Miz keeps it too.
Really?
Because they just switched it. I mean, it just switched the day after Mania. I hate to see them throw. If they do flip it,
give me Cesaro.
Yeah, I'd agree, but
yeah, but they're not going to give it to Cesaro. Bro, he's had so many chances.
He's only the best wrestler on the fucking roster.
They don't care.
And Kevin Owens is only the best all-around talent on the roster.
Yeah.
Let's keep the belt on the Miz.
Kevin Owens' ability to scream and yell in the middle of a match is the most underrated thing that people just don't get. You're in there working, and he's screaming his lungs out and ain't getting blown up doing it. Like, that is hard to do.
Yeah, I get blown up screaming.
And you're just sitting on the outside.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, you're not even in there taking bumps.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So imagine him, Harper. He's screaming in the middle of the match at the top of his lungs.
Yeah.
While working a match. But back to what we were talking about, I think Miz retains. I do. I think Miz keeps it. So it sounds like all three of us are maybe leaning towards Miz, but maybe hoping Cesaro gets it, even though it ain't going to happen. Ambrose and Jericho, did we – no, we called that one. We called that one earlier on. We didn't talk about Charlotte and Natty. Doc, who do you think wins that one?
Man, until a week ago, I would have said no doubt it's Charlotte, but I'm starting to wonder if they don't get the title off of Charlotte to prompt the split between her and Rick. So give me Natty.
Yeah, that's true.
Harper, who you think wins it?
I would like to see Natty win, but I don't know. I guess if I was a bet, I would say Charlotte. But he did bring up a good point. It could help. I see them breaking up Flair and Charlotte.
They teased that for a long time a while back, and then they never went with it. I don't know why, but yeah, I can see them.
Did you like Stephanie's slap where she slapped him in the nose?
Yeah,
bruh, she throws a slap.
Stephanie don't give a fuck. She doesn't give a fuck when she puts her hands on the talent.
She don't give two shits. It's like, fuck you, I'm slapping you, you're going to take it. Pop. Dude, she plastered Rick. Poor Rick, dude.
In Greensboro, reduced to a comedy actor.
Well, that segment, though, man, Charlotte has turned into a very good heel.
Yeah.
We talked about how that crowd was hijacking the show after WrestleMania, and she kind of was sitting there and froze up. Bro, I know that crowd wasn't on her last night, but her mannerisms and what she's telling those people about, you love me and I'm queen and you can't, I'm basically God. She turned it on last night and it was beautiful. What she was doing in there, it really makes you want Natty to just beat the shit out of her. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I will say this. I had predicted after Mania that maybe Natty would get a shot at Sasha. Can you imagine, though, if I'm going to go with Natty, if Natty wins and then ends up with a program with Sasha going towards SummerSlam?
I'll take that.
Oh, you fucking right. I'll take it. Shit. I'll take it in more than one way.
Come on.
Bruh, I mean, I'm just being honest, man.
I can't lie.
Yeah, bro, you know. That's two good wrestlers, man. Get your mind out the gutter, Harper. Shit. Yeah. What's wrong with you, dude?
Why did you tell me earlier today at work you wanted to see him wrestle a gravy match?
A what? Gravy?
It's a Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns.
He's like, I would scattered and smothered and covered those two bitches. That's what he told me earlier today.
That's real classy of you, Doc.
That's classy of you.
Roman Reigns and AJ Styles in the Extreme Rules match. God, it's just the terminology is just played. Man, I think AJ has about a 0.01% chance of winning. Roman retains. Harper, your thoughts?
Someone's going to turn heel because AJ has been kind of flirting with it, but it hasn't officially happened.
Yeah.
And so has Roman Reigns, and I think this is when you're going to see it happen. Someone's going to turn full-blown heel, and it's probably going to be AJ.
I don't think the crowd's going to buy it if they do that, though. I'm not disagreeing with you. Like, that would be the goal, but I just think that it's not how it's going to play out. I think him turning heel is just making him more of a baby face. Like last night, you know, he started clocking him with the chair. And to me, I'm like, okay, what you're doing to Roman is, to me, making you a baby, making you more of a baby. It was like they're trying to portray him as the heel, but he was becoming more of a baby. To me, my personal opinion. That's how I felt watching.
Because he's giving them what they want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't like Roman. Just go ahead, plaster that motherfucker with that chair. Hit him 100, hit him 5 million times for all I care. Do it the way they used to do it in ECW. Knock yourself out. Drill his ass. Like, I just think that's what they want. Like, so I don't think that's going to make people go, oh, we don't like you. You're playing dirty. Man, fuck that. In today's society, the dirtier, the fucking better. Doc, who you got in that match?
Roman Reigns.
Yep. You're short on words, man. What's wrong with you? You got to stick up your ass like normal?
I mean, what?
See? I'm going to fucking fire you from this shit, man. I got to get somebody. I might have to get another co-host because you're not contributing, man. You used to contribute to this.
Did you see the sign that somebody had up in the audience that said I was conceived at Starrcade 86?
That's funny.
Did you see it, Harper?
No. So you just said I don't contribute. How about that?
It was actually great. And what's the probability that might be Ric Flair's kid, considering that kid was conceived at Starrcade 86.
That's fun.
Doc, you got it. You're a numbers guy. What's the probability?
I'm
going
to give
that?
It at least a 22 to 23% chance that sign holder has a big nose and bleach blonde hair.
Oh, God. Yeah, man, I think I'd have to. I'm not going to go with that high of a percentage, but who knows? Yeah, that was a pretty good sign, man. That was great. You got to admit.
And there was the one that was out there that it's been out there for a couple of weeks now. When it rains, it bores.
Yeah, that's bad, man.
The best one,
what guys,
the two best I've ever seen are one of them back in WC. There were two of them back in on Nitro. One of them was Raven Fear Showers, and the other one was when Scott Hall was doing that. He was drunk angle, and somebody held up a sign that said, "Scott Hall drank my beer."
You're easily entertained.
You're
all right,
bro.
You're
fine. Yeah.
You're easily entertained.
Is Harper at an autograph session?
Yeah.
He's at a merch table somewhere.
He's sitting in the office, man, and he's getting visitors tonight. Yeah.
He's booking the territory, huh?
That's right. Call, but they're like, bro, we got conference calls. Like, all right, later.
He's sitting in the office, bro. He's like Fritz Von Erich, man. He's
booking the territory.
Right, man. Harper's a man, dude. Doc, man. You got anything else, man?
Hey, man. We're recording on Tuesday night tonight. So, you were telling me earlier you got heavy money on the Toronto Raptors?
Oh, I got heavy money on the Toronto Raptors getting their booking sheet and being told you're doing the fucking job,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, for real.
So speaking of Toronto, maybe we should talk about the fact that baseball's turned into boxing this weekend, huh?
Oh, that was awesome, man. That was awesome. Hey, I know we got Toronto listeners. I'm thinking of a few in particular who listen to the show and always tweet us. Cam, I know you're a blue.
Y'all can blow me.
Cam, I know you're a Blue Jays fan, man. You listen to the show every week, and you tweet me all the way from Toronto. But man, I gotta say, man, that was some stuff over about a year in the making, buddy.
You got your receipt. You wanted to be somebody about it, and you got knocked the fuck out.
That was crazy, man. Bautista got chin checked by Odor. Let's just say that. Hey, Cam, I did get your tweet, man. Feelings from Raw. Too many goddamn tag matches. I agree. And the Usos with their shirt wearing backwards bullshit. Overall, not bad show, though. Hey, man. So, yeah, Odor. But, Cam, Odor did punch Bautista. And, man, look, they had the whole bat-flinging incident last year during the playoffs.
Whatever, bro.
You know, what do you expect people to do? It's an emotional game.
I love how people bitch about that, but when a pitcher gets a big strikeout, he fucking, you know, throws a damn party.
Hoffa's not even a fucking baseball fan.
It's true. You watch the World Series and they got like runners on the corners and it's two outs and a pitcher, you know, gets him out the jam and gets his strikeout. What's he do? Yeah!
He pulls out his penis and starts doing
like,
the elephant trunk.
Eat me, bitch.
The elephant trunk. The windmill.
But if the hitter does something like that, he's an asshole.
Well, I'm sure you didn't see it because you're not a Rangers or Blue Jays fan.
I mean,
but
dude, I've seen it 1,000 times.
Did you see the punch from this weekend, though?
Dude, I've seen it everywhere.
Okay.
I've seen it on Facebook. You know, it's on SportsCenter constantly.
I've already got a tattoo of it on my leg.
That's classy.
It's got its holiday now.
Yeah. It should be. Oh, man. But, sorry. So we got, real quick before we get out of here, we got May the 21st.
Carthage.
Main event pro wrestling.
It's called Carthage. It's called Carthage.
Okay. Can you stop?
Carpage.
Big Daddy Yum Yum. Big Daddy Yum Yum. Brittany Nicole, Wildcat Sports' ring announcer, is going to be there. I think I saw her earlier today. She's going to be, I assume, doing a ring announcing. I don't know, Harper. Maybe I'm wrong.
Are you going down there, Mike?
What, to the show? See it? No, I got stuff to do.
You said you wanted to get Big Daddy Yum Yum to drizzle his chocolate on you. I figured that'd be a good place.
You can blow me, okay? I don't need Big Daddy Yum Yum drizzling nothing on me. Okay? Me and Byron cool. We don't get down like that, all right, bro? So, Carthage, Texas, May this coming week. Yeah, this coming weekend, May 21st, Saturday night. Check them out. They always pack the house. It's always a great show. So make sure you go.
Manimal's gonna be there, right?
The Manimal will be there. I don't know any Wildcat talent on that card besides Brick.
Okay, I knew Brick. Buku. I don't know.
I don't know either. So yeah, we got that show coming up on May 21st for our Texas folks. Also, and Wildcat Sports, May 28th, Meisler Middle School, just outside of New Orleans, Metairie, Louisiana. Buku Dao is going to face Shane Taylor. Vordell Walker against former WWE star Brian Kendrick.
Bob Holly.
What were you about to say, Doc?
Bob Holly.
Bob Holly.
Yes.
Danny Flamingo.
Danny Flamingo is going to die. Bob Holly is going to kill him. And who am I missing? Stevie Richards on the card too, right?
Yeah, Stevie Richards. He's working with Kurt Matthews, right?
That's right, Kurt. I couldn't remember.
And,
yeah, that sounds right.
Bestia, and
Luke Hawks and Bestia,
and a whole bunch,
and then Matt Lancey and Jay Spade,
and some other stuff.
Bunch of other stuff. They got a big surprise in the works too that will not come out until the night of the show. So if you're anywhere near New Orleans, Louisiana, Saturday night, May 28th, make sure you go. I think Ringside is already sold out.
Oh yeah, it's been sold out for God a month or two.
Look, I promote Wildcat all the time on this show. I take heat for it, but whatever. The thing is, when you put 1,000 people in the building, you get the respect you deserve. So
one of our
y'all
hosts,
don't like it,
hey, one of our hosts works for Wildcat. Why wouldn't we promote it? If you want to get your shit promoted, get a podcast.
Dicks.
Otherwise, shut the fuck up.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's slowed down lately. I don't get the heat I used to get, but I think it's because I've blocked a few people.
That's nice.
You know, don't have any. They want you to blow them, and you know, because they blow themselves constantly. It's constant, yeah.
It's a lot of blowing.
It sure is, man. Anyway, so that's what we got coming up. That's what Harper's got coming up on the horizon, May 28th. Other than that, man, I ain't got nothing else, man. You know what? I am missing something.
What?
I'm missing a lot. You know what I'm missing? Facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Shop now button. The reason I'm pointing this out right now is because t-shirts are about to go on sale for $14 a pop through Friday afternoon, May the 20th. So again, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Click the shop now button, where you can get your very own $14 Book in the Territory podcast tee. They're quality t-shirts. The thing about it is, look, we're not begging you for money. We ain't running no scandalous fucking GoFundMe account. But if you want to help us out and help the show out, get you a t-shirt. That is the best way to help us out with production costs and things of that nature. So facebook.com/bookintheterritory. Click the shop now button. Also give us a like while you're there. We're also at @BTT_podcast on Twitter. Give us a follow. We greatly appreciate it. It would do nothing but help us. We are approaching on Twitter 4,000 followers as we approach our formal one-year anniversary. So we have grown exponentially in just 1 year's time, you know.
And it's all thanks to me.
Really? Okay. Got a fucking dreamer in our fucking house. Speaking of people who like to blow themselves, Doc Turner is one of them. And he's choking on his own cock.
Hey,
he walks around. Re-cock-ulicious.
How come male dogs lick themselves?
Because they can.
Because they can't make a fist.
Got any others?
That's it for now.
I got one.
You want
to? I got one.
Go ahead.
How do you get a dog to stop humping your leg?
How?
Pick it up and suck its dick.
Come on, man.
Bro, we got sponsors, dog.
Okay, so you want another one?
Nah.
Go ahead.
What's the difference between Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley?
Oh, shit.
Elvis Presley was the king of rock and roll, and Michael Jackson liked to fuck little boys in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Keep going. I mean, you're on a roll. Shit.
Harper, hit the tagline. We got to
go. No, don't hit the tagline. This is some funny shit.
How to fish.
Y'all go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Harper.
Seaweed.
Wait, what?
How to fish get high.
Seaweed. That's real classy. How do you know if a blonde has been sending an email? You see a bunch of envelopes stuffed into the disk drive.
Oh,
I remember that one from a long time ago.
Why did Mickey Mouse divorce Minnie Mouse?
Go ahead.
Because she was fucking goofy.
Okay, I got a real good one now. What is good on pizza but bad on pussy?
Huh?
Crust.
That's no. Come on, that's gross. God.
Bruh, I got an even better one. Why does Miss Piggy douche with honey?
Huh?
Because Kermit likes sweet and sour pork.
P.F. Chang's.
How can you tell if you have a high sperm count?
How?
Well, if your girlfriend chews before swallowing.
Oh, come on, man.
You're reading these off some website, so.
Well, you know what? You can go fuck
yourself.
You're
not a good joke.
How do you piss off Winnie the Pooh?
How?
By sticking your finger in his honey.
That's nice.
Okay, so enough of the nasty jokes because I honest to God have no clue where this shit came from tonight. We got to get up out of here. So, hey, everybody, enjoy WWE Extreme Rules. Send us your feedback. Let us know what you think about the show. Emails have slowed down. I'm starting to get a few tweets, but I'm not getting the amount of emails I was getting before
off all the listeners.
No, it's just the ones I'm getting are like this week. I got a bunch of them that said, make sure you cover predictions for Extreme Rules. Well, we were going to do that, so I'm not going to read off.
We do that every pay-per-view, smart guy.
You know what? See, that's why they don't want to email us, because if motherfuckers like
that guy from Zimbabwe?
No, I ain't heard from Alan, man. Alan tweeted us last week.
They might be having a famine or some shit.
Shut the fuck.
That's real classy. It's that mosquito thing. What's it called?
Hey, Doc. That's real classy. What did Bill Clinton say to Monica Lewinsky? I told you to lick my erection, not wreck my election.
Come on.
You don't like that?
There's no way to talk about the first black president.
I said Bill Clinton, dumbass. Fucking idiot. Okay. All right, man. It's time for us to get out of here. Hey, send those emails in. bookingtheterritory@gmail.com. We'd appreciate it. Tweet us at @BTT_podcast and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. This week, I hope you enjoyed our discussion with Buku Dao. In the next couple of weeks, I got Keith Lee, he's actually Shane Taylor's tag partner in many promotions throughout Texas. But Keith Lee is coming up next couple weeks. I got him on. Aiden O'Shea, TNA star, will be on the show. So we got a couple of incoming guests, and I'm working on some other things that we got going on as well. So that's about it. That's all we got for this week. We really appreciate you tuning in, enjoying the episode. And Harper, man, go ahead and get us out of here.
Fuck it, bitch. Make babies and leave a young mother to be a patch. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
Keep your head up, ooh, child. Things are gonna get easy.
Keep your head up,
ooh, child. Things will get brighter.
Oh, oh.
Keep
your head up.
I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream. I holler about the mic and make it to the right screen. Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's hard to be legit and still pay your rent.
My buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains, it pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. And even though you're fed up, you gotta give me your head up. On their own. I know it's kind of rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else want them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why his daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Inside, but outside you're looking fierce. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, is daddy hoping things don't all fall this week? Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving Benz, I'm still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, it seems they'll never let up. Gotta keep your head up.